Hey John, can you play this for me? And I want everybody listening to see if you can guess what he's playing. One more time. That sound has to do with our psalm that we'll be reading today, which is Psalm 81. Hello, everyone. This is the Magnify Him Together Kids Reading Podcast, and I'm here with John.
Hi.
John, let's take a look at Psalm 81 and read it together. And as we read it, I want you to think about what the message is that he is telling us about and how that message can have a power in our lives. Let's start with four verses each.
To him who overcome upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statue for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob.
This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me.
There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel should none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels.
Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. All right, so my first question that I have for you, John, is did you notice any events that sounded familiar?
I guess honey coming out of the rock.
Yeah, but what actually came out of a rock?
Water.
Water came out in whose time?
In Moses.
In Moses' time. Yeah, and there's other echoes to Moses' time. Did you notice that? Why don't you look at verse 5?
Joseph, when he got brought out of the land of Egypt.
Yes. So the land of Egypt, right? In verse 6. Yeah, Joseph, right? In verse 6, he removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. That sounds like Israel in slavery, right? And then what about being proved at the waters of Meribah?
Wasn't the waters of Meribah where Moses tossed a tree into the river and it came sweet?
Let's have a search. Why don't you search for the word Meribah and see what it says? Let's look it up in a concordance.
In Exodus 17, verse 7, they tempted Yahweh, saying, "Is Yahweh among us or not?"
Right, and that was the case where it wasn't where he threw the stick in the water. This time it was when, if you were to look at that, let's look, take a look at that, and look at verse 6.
Oh, the water coming out of the rock.
And that was where they complained and said, "Is God among us or not?" It's interesting that they would ask, "Is God among us?" They've forgotten something pretty important, right? In that context, back in Psalm 81. So you're looking at verse 7. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Now, when did God's voice thunder? He answered thee in the secret place of thunder. Do you remember when God's voice thundered?
By Sinai.
Sinai. Yeah. So Mount Sinai. So remember, he's talking about all of these things that God did for them. Do you remember what Joseph said when he died, what he told his people? He says, I'm going to die, but you're not going to stay in Egypt. You're going to come out. God's going to deliver you from Egypt into the promised land. So God told them that he delivered them, and he did. He delivered them out of slavery from the pots, and he delivered them many times, didn't he? And he proved them at the waters of Meribah. And he's proving to them, isn't he, that he is a God. Because what did Moses do to the rock?
He smote it.
And what happened to the rock?
Water came out.
That's right. Water came out. These are all amazing things that God did to them. In verse 10, he says, I am Yahweh, thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Mm-hmm. Like, are you hungry? Open it up. I'll give you as much as you can eat. Isn't that what God promised? What was the promised land described as?
Filling with milk and honey.
Yeah, flowing with milk and honey. And do you remember when the spies got there? Right? Do you remember how big the clusters of grapes were?
Ooh.
Yeah, it took two people to carry them, right? That was how big and how bountiful the land is that God would give them. But do you know what happened? In those last verses we read together, in verse 11, what does he say?
They would not hearken to his voice.
How could someone go from being given so much, so many good things, but then in the end say, I don't want anything to do with you, God? God is actually sad about this in Psalm 81. He says in verse 13, oh, that my people had listened to me and Israel had walked in my ways. I would have defended them. If only they'd asked me for help and turned to me, I would have taken care of them. Instead, what did they have to do?
Walk.
For how long?
40 years.
40 years, because they just wouldn't trust him. And he says that beautiful thing in verse 16. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Not just water. He says, I would have poured out the best of the best of the bestest things. If you were to think, what's the most delicious thing that you could make with flour?
Cake.
So think of all the cake God was prepared to give them. And we get an idea that it's cake because it's not just flour and water. What he says, I would open a rock and pour out what?
Honey.
Yeah, not just water, but honey. Sweet things and good things and tasty things. That's what God wants to give us if we trust him. And one of the sweetest and tastiest and most amazing thing that he wants to give us is, you know what? The truth. Right? Because it's sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. What else is he going to give those that love him?
The kingdom.
The kingdom. There's something that we skipped over deliberately in this psalm. Back in Psalm 81, there is the answer to avoid turning out like Israel, who said, ugh, I don't want anything to do with God. And do you know what that answer is?
Sing.
Sing. And we're not just talking about singing. We're talking about the purpose of singing. He's singing to God their strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about thankfulness. It's about being thankful to God for all his blessings. And he says, do that with a psalm, with instruments, with a harp. Every time you have opportunity, sing to God with thankfulness, because it's thankfulness for all of the good things that God does for us that helps us to remember when times are hard, that God is good and that he has a good purpose and he loves us and he wants to give us good things. What Jesus says was, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And he brings up all those examples of how God cared for his people. And so one thing that we want to think about for this week is to be thankful. Think about the things that we can be thankful for at the end of our day, at the beginning of our day. Think about all the good things that God has done for us, because God knows that we forget things. Mm-hmm. But when we sing to God and we sing and find a reason to be joyful for what God has given us, that is the antidote to forgetting him and forgetting all the good things that he's got. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the Magnify Him Together Kids Reading Podcast. We hope you can go into your week thinking about all the reasons to be thankful for what God has given you, and we look forward to having you join us next week.